Blog Talk Radio.
Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to depend on His Word. That's why it's through it all, oh yeah, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God, oh, through it all, through it all, yeah, Lord, I've learned to depend upon His Word. All right, through it all, I've learned, and I am yet learning to trust in Jesus. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Yes, fabulous. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God is so good to us, and He's worthy of every one of our praises on today. I am living my journey of purpose. Yes, you say journey of purpose. Yes, I'm enjoying my journey. And God has given me and told me who I am, so I know my purpose. And so I am living that purpose. It's purpose. It is such a beautiful place to be, to know what God would have you to do. That's just like, you know, you're employed, and you understand what it is that your boss wants. And then you do your job because you want Him to be pleased with you. So God told me who I am, a customer service agent for Him. And what I'm to do is service the souls. And so, okay, Lord, how do I do that? And I do it through the motivational gift of encouragement. Yes, and I love it. And I'm continuously learning about how to do my job because I stay in touch. I stay in touch with my boss or with my teacher so that I can continuously to learn how to do a good job for Him. So I am living. Yes, I'm not just existing. But I am living. I'm living. I found out that there was a difference between living and existing. Paul said to live is Christ. And Paul is so right. To live is Christ. He said to die is gain. And, you know, to die, because that means that you would be with Jesus and Daddy for the rest of. But He chose to live and do more work on God's program. So that's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy encouraging others, and I thank God for it. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I'm practicing living God's Word. And when I don't get it right, I ask Him because He got the Word out there for it. The Word covers everything. When I'm not doing it the way that He's pleased, then I ask Him to forgive me. If I feel like he's not pleased with that, I want him to forgive me so that I can get it right and do it his way. So I practice. And that's what the word will do for you. That's practicing living the word, having that relationship and that connection with Daddy, practicing it will help you to stay in touch. So when you do, you know what you need to do. So I praise God for the broadcast on this afternoon. And we are encouraged to be here. We are encouraged that you are here with us, that you are listening in. And that tells me that you too want to be encouraged. And you know, it's a day-by-day thing. It's a day-by-day thing. And we have to stay encouraged until we take that final walk down the runway of life. Amen on today. So I am so glad. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. And we are talking today about going through. How are you doing? How are you doing in your going through? Because it is a going through, and you have to learn that. You have to learn how to go through so that you just won't make a mess out of everything. And God gives that wisdom. He gives us how to do it. And that's why we have to depend on him. We have to depend on the Lord and go through with him. And you know that writing about the footprints in the sand. You know that you can't do it all. But when we receive Christ into our lives, we don't have to. We have help, and he is that help. Going through, how are you doing? How are you doing on your going through? Praise God on today. And so we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this topic and talk about going through. How are you doing? You can have your own checklist, and you can check it off, and you can tell yourself how you doing. And don't tell yourself no henny penny, as they say, but be truthful with yourself, because God already knows the truth. But he wants you to know the truth, and he wants you to admit it. That's the first part of getting help, is to admit. To admit. So praise God on today. And that's what I'm here for, to encourage you along this spiritual walk that we are going through. All right? So whatever it is that you need from the Lord on today, whatever it is that you're going through, and maybe you have just got to this place that seems like you can't go any farther, and you need a little boost, well, the Lord and I are here to touch and agree with you, to give you that boost. They say that today, Wednesday, is hump day, just to get past, you know, went through Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and now today is hump, to get on into Thursday and Friday and the weekend. So I'm here to give you that boost, and I thank God for that, for allowing me. So get it in your mind now, and we're going to take it to the Lord in prayer. We're going to take it to him, because he is the one that can handle anything. There isn't anything that God can't do. Nothing. I do mean nothing. Nothing that he cannot do. God can do anything, but but fails. So your situation is not too big for God. Your situation is not too big. And we want to tell the situations about our great big God. Yes, our great big God. All right, so you got it? You got it in your mind? And are you ready? And as Mark 11 and 24 says, that whosoever, that when we pray, that we believe right then, while we're yet praying and telling God about it, that he will answer. He said, even before we call, he said he would answer. So, get it in your mind right now. And as we go to the throne of grace on today, the 7th day of February, it's my honey's birthday. We praise God for it. Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You are great, and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you today, Lord. We lift you up, and we thank you. We magnify you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've already done. Thank you for going to Calvary, God, hanging on the cross for us, God. You so love the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. You told Daddy, thank you, God, make me a body, and I'll go down and redeem man. And you did just that. And we thank you for it. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord, being that administering angel, God. The Holy Ghost, how it ministers to us, God. Thank you, Lord. You sent the Comforter for us, God, that we may be comforted here on this earth. You already knew. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You already knew the strength that we were going to need to go through, God. To go through, God, that we need help. Thank you. And you are that help, Lord. You are that help, Holy Spirit. And we thank you for living with us. Thank you for comforting us as we go through. And we thank you for that today, God. And Father, whatever the situations are with my sisters and with my brothers out over the airwaves today, the radio waves, God, in the name of Jesus, I touch and I agree with them for the victory in going through. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So many times, God, you've done it for me, God. The footprints, you've carried me, God, through the situation. Didn't seem like I could make it, but you carried me, God, through to the other side of through, God. And it was nobody could have done it but you. Thank you for that, Lord. And I know that you're no respecter of persons, oh God. And if you did that for me, God, I know you will do it for my sister and my brother. So as we pray on this afternoon and believe, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that the answer, hallelujah, is already. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it, God. And we magnify you right now. We ask that you would go into the hospitals, to the nursing homes, to the homes of your people, where sickness is abiding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. This flu virus, cancer, diabetes, all kinds of diseases, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bind them right now, God, and we cast them out of the bodies of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, in your mighty name, God. Thank you. We cast them out, God, into the sea. Thank you, God. And, Father, we thank you, and we believe your word as we stand on it, God, in the name of Jesus. We're standing on your mighty word. Thank you for it, God. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for becoming your word, coming and giving us an out, a way to talk to Daddy, God. And we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would continue to bless your people everywhere, the churches. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The leaders, continue to bless them, God. And we thank you for it right now. Now have your way, God. Have your way. And we magnify you for it. And you said that if we would lift you up, God, you said that you would draw all men, not some, but all, to you, Lord. And as we lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your anointing that's going out over the broadcast waves, God, in the name of Jesus, that your people might be encouraged on today, in Jesus' name. And you said that we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us, and we thank you for a mighty direction on today, in Jesus' name, as we go through. Thank you for wisdom, how to do it, Lord, how to go through, knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' name, thank you, God, and amen, amen. Going through, how are you doing? How are you doing in your going through? Amen. I thank God for prayer, and as you've heard me say so many times, that prayer is always in order. We can't pray too much. We cannot pray too much. Scripture said man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's no fainting time. If anything, it's time to increase our conversation with Daddy. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can talk to him. Thank you for what you did, Jesus, so that we can have a conversation with Daddy. Praise God. Praise God. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray for you or with you, you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. If you need a motivational encourager to come to your event and encourage the people where you are, you can send me an email. And you can do that at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And I would love it. This is my favorite thing to do, is share. Share the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I magnify God on today that I can do just that. Now, if you have a testimony and you would like to share it with the audience, with Block Talk Radio audience, you can call in right now. I'm live and in living color for the next 9 minutes at 646-787-8424. And you can share that testimony with us on today. How about that? All right, going through, how are you doing? We don't know how long a life God has given us here on this earth. So as not to waste a drop of living, it is best to live life with God at the helm of our lives. Allow God to lead us and direct us. You know, life is so precious, but it takes a lifetime for us to learn that, how precious life is, and that we don't waste, a drop of the living. So, but if we allow God, we allow him to, we acknowledge him in all of our ways and doings, and he will give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that we need to know how to live this life. Many people just exist, never learning to live, and that is so sad to me, that we live a lifetime, and we... Some have all the money in the world, but that don't make them happy. That's not what makes them happy. Living, existing, but never learning how to live. To live, says Paul. That's what Paul says about it. And I can agree with Paul. Because I have learned and I'm yet learning how to live this life. And I am enjoying my journey. I am enjoying life, living. And I thank God that he taught me and he's teaching me how to enjoy this journey. So you see, so that I won't have a problem when I get to heaven, because I'm always now in praise mode. I'm praising God, and in heaven, that's all that we're going to do. We are going to praise and magnify God. Yes, we are. So, I myself just existed for everybody else, not knowing how to live. But one day I met Jesus, and I would like to say the rest is history, but I can't. I thought that once I received him, that was it. I surely did. I thought that when I got saved, I thought I had finally arrived. I finally arrived. I received the Holy Spirit in my life. Now I can just motor on. That was it. That's what I thought. But how wrong I was. I now needed to get to know him. This soldier is off to boot camp in the Lord. Boot camp. Learning, you learn in boot camp the foundation of what you're about to do, what you're in. You learn the foundation, how it's going to work, how to do. We learn how. In boot camp. Boot camp, this soldier is off to boot camp in the Lord. Boot camp teaches the foundation of how to be a good soldier and going through. You know, we don't know how to do it on our own because we've never gone this way. We've never been this way before. I haven't. Have you? I've never been this way before. So in boot camp teaches the foundation of how to be a good spiritual soldier and how to go through. Because anybody can start out, but can you go through? You haven't been to boot camp? No wonder you can't go through. You got to go through boot camp. You know, they don't take the soldier and just stole him, he joined the army. We've joined into this Christian army, and we received Christ into our lives. Now, they don't just take that soldier and just throw him into the war. They don't take him neither department of the armed forces, whether it's the flyboys or the water boys or the ground boys. None of them. They don't just take the soldiers and just throw them in those different ones, but they send them off to boot camp because there's a training that's got to go on that needs to take place. It's a training. So in boot camp, what did the Lord tell us? He said, go to Jerusalem and wait there until spiritually so that you've learned how to do. I just recently heard Elder Solis preach about sit, walk, and stand. And to sit at the feet of the Lord and learn about him, learn what it is that you are to do, learn what it is that we are to do. And like I told you, the Lord told me who I am, but I was yet running before then. Running and, you know, trying to get in this and get in that because I wanted to please people. Did you hear me? I wanted to please people. But what about God? What about God? Ecclesiastes 9 and 11 says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Every one of us is to him that endureth, to him that go through. You got to go through the situation to get to the other side. How do you know that there is even another side if you don't go through it? How do you know how you would have handled it? How can you encourage anybody else or tell them about the goodness of God? Soldier, except you go through what the situation is. And God is a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good director. God is. And so if we go through with him, then we will know how to handle it. We'll know how to encourage somebody else. Thank you. We are all set as soldiers in the army of believers. When soldiers come into the army, they are not just thrown into battle, but are sent to boot camp to be trained for battle and how to dress in our uniform, which is the full armor of the Lord. How to use our weapons. We don't know how to use our weapons, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the enemy who is constantly setting traps to steal from us, kill us, and destroy us. But who shall separate us from the love of Christ? According to Romans 8:35 and 39, what will you allow? Who will you allow to separate you from the love of God? You got to go through. You got to go through. If we lack wisdom on how to do, we can ask God, and he gives it to us. All we have to do is ask him. Our prayer today is Isaiah 40 and 31. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. In Jesus' name, amen. Until the next time, be blessed and go through with the Lord. Go through. Go through. Go through the gate. How are you doing? All right. Bye-bye now.